KRDO News time is 5:51. Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is ABC's Alex Stone live in Boulder. And Alex, we are continuing to unravel and look into yesterday's tragic shooting at that King Soopers. And what's going on right now as far as the investigation into this case?
Well, Andrew, good morning. Here at the King Soopers, it is still an active investigation right now. It will be probably for several days. You've got the FBI, the ATF, Boulder Police, Colorado Bureau of Investigation, all here on scene right now. Number of other agencies as they begin to map and collect evidence. This is one big crime scene, probably a good city block that here on Table Mesa Drive, they've got the crime scene tape up, and the entire shopping center is now one big part of this crime scene. So they've got a lot of work to do. We know they've got a suspect in custody. We may get an update on the suspect when Boulder Police brief in about 2.5 hours. But they've been very tight-lipped about the man who they have in custody. They believe he is a suspect, but it does not appear that they know a motive yet. They've been working on that, why he allegedly walked into this King Soopers and opened fire. That they don't know.
And let's just take it back to the beginning. It happened yesterday right around 2:30, 3 o'clock at that King Super Shopping Center, and it was just a round of gunfire, and unfortunately the officer who passed away, one of the very first on scene, trying to go in and confront that suspect in the King Supers.
That's right. Boulder Police Officer Eric Talley, he was the first to arrive on scene, and he did what post-Columbine police are taught to do, especially here in Colorado, that you don't wait for SWAT, you don't wait for backup, that you run in and you neutralize the threat. And that's what he did, and he paid the ultimate price going in and grabbing, we believe, his rifle out of the center console in his patrol vehicle and running in without any backup, and the gunman killed him. And he had been on the force for about 11 years, joined when he was 40 years old. His family saying that he wanted to do something to make a difference. Seven children, young children, I believe the oldest being around 7 years old, that he leaves behind a grieving family now. But he did exactly what the training teaches police officers to do nationwide now after Columbine and the lessons learned there, to go in and try to neutralize that threat.
And ABC's Alex Stone joining us live in Boulder. Again, this is a very fluid situation. We're continuing to learn more throughout the day. Again, that next update expected right around 8:30 here. And hopefully we learn more as well about the victims and we can help share their stories and really celebrate their lives and not as much focus on the shooters as often becomes the larger talking point in these cases.
Absolutely. You know, and it's always a difficult line to walk. Unfortunately, you know, the information about the shooter is what motivated and what created the situation. So there's always some focus on them. But also, you want to focus, you're right, on the victims, and that they're the ones who they were the innocent parties in all of this when he walked in. We don't know a lot about, other than Officer Talley, we don't know really anything about them. Police overnight asked the media to be patient and not to put the names out there and information about them out there, that they wanted it to be done right, for a chaplain or a coroner to notify the families. They've been notifying the families all night long. I think we're probably going to learn more about the victims also at this briefing coming up. But police were saying, look, just give us a few hours here to make sure that the families know before it goes out publicly. And most have held to that, and so we don't know a lot about them, but we probably will in the next couple of hours.
Well, ABC's Alex Stone, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I'm sure we'll be talking about this in the next days, weeks ahead, as we continue to learn more about what happened and what will happen after this up in Boulder.
You got it. Thanks, Andrew.